There's High Hilden. Not many people will know where it is because it's hidden away down a little private road almost opposite the Oast Theatre. High Hilden began as a private home for the Streeton family, a very long, long-established family in Tunbridge, and they lived there until the 1930s when they came across hard times because of financial problems in the city. And it had a checkered history for a little while. It was let out for tutorials, and then came the war, and it became the headquarters for all the searchlights in the southeast were controlled from High Hilden. What an excitement. Then after the war, Tunbridge Council had some money left over from the Lord Mayor's Fund, which was supposed to house people in need from London. Nobody wanted to come to Tunbridge. So Ferox Hall was filled up with local people in need. And after the war, Tunbridge School had leased it out. They wanted Ferox Hall back. So they looked around and came upon High Hilden. So it was purchased by some of the money left from the Lord Mayor's Fund, and High Hilden was born. It's a fascinating social history because it opened, there were at least 50 occupants, mostly in dormitories. What a change has come about over the years. Then over the years it gradually became more single rooms were acquired, and a trust was founded, a charitable trust with trustees responsible for the Charity Commission for the running of the home. And I'd like to say something about the churches involved.
Yes, indeed. And then if you could explain how the church got involved in the various ministries it had there, because it wasn't just simply taking a service, was it?
I've no idea what happened in the early days, the 40s and the 50s, but I first got involved in the 1960s when I was, believe it or not, a youth leader in this church. And the youth club used to go and take services there on Sunday afternoons, part of a team which did it from this church. And ever since then, we have faithfully, Sunday by Sunday, someone from this church has taken a service on a Sunday afternoon, and then later on Sunday mornings. But not only that, people from the parish have faithfully visited High Hilden, and Mary Smallman Smith has written a history of High Hilden. She's here tonight. Wow. Here it is. And she has faithfully visited High Hilden week by week to play games, to socialise, and get alongside the residents. We also have always had representatives from the parish on the Board of Trustees. And Tom at the back there, I can see, who has been absolutely a wonderful supporter over recent years as our financial advisor. Juliet, my daughter-in-law, is a trustee, and I've been one since the 1990s. So we have a history of long association.
And I think you said Joe King was involved as well, didn't you?
Yeah. Joe King was the chairman of trustees in the 1990s.
So we've obviously got a long history of involvement. So where are things now? It's being sold. The trust will still continue in some shape or form?
Yes. The sale of High Hilden, I think it's worth going through the history because times have changed. Expectations for the elderly are now much more centred on home care. Either that or nursing care. High Hilden has always been a residential home. We tried to make it a home from home. But inevitably over the years, a building which is not purpose-built does not really make sense, certainly financially. And we've only survived because High Hilden, when it started its work with the elderly, had a lot of land. And we were able to survive by selling bits and pieces of land so that we could make High Hilden the home it became. But eventually, well, there was no more land to sell, and sadly, the requirements to, for instance, in the last year, we discovered that there would be at least £50,000 to spend on the lift and fire precautions to keep them up to date. And because we're a charitable trust, we had to subsidize, quite rightly, that was why we're a charity, some needy people in the area. And unfortunately, the local council was not prepared to subsidize them to the amount that it cost us to keep them. So we were losing approximately £125 per head per week for those seven residents. So eventually, the writing became on the wall. So High Hilden had to close, and fortunately, contracts were exchanged in late December, and we will hopefully, it will be completed at the end of this month. And High Hilden will then, the trust will be in possession of a significant sum of money, which I sincerely hope we will be able to spend much better in caring for more elderly people now that the capital, if you like, tied up in High Hilden has been released. That is our sincere hope.
That's great. Well, thank you, Richard. And you're free to ask questions afterwards over refreshments. But I think Richard, sort of characteristically, hasn't said much about his role, but he's done an awful lot of work, and particularly over the last 6 months. And I think I'm right in saying that all the residents are safely housed elsewhere. They're not on the streets, and all the staff have got jobs elsewhere.
Yes, before we closed our doors, every single resident had been found a place, and every member of staff had a job.
Yeah. So that's great.
So the Lord was in it somewhere.
Now, do you think you can prize out as a congregation your current team?
I would love whoever has had any association with High Hilden over the years, taking services, visiting, trustees, whatever, if they would like to come and join me, it would be lovely.
Please do, and then Mark's going to come and give us a prayer of thanksgiving.
Who has faithfully done the list of people going for, must be 20 years, at least.
Yes. I think so. Yeah.
And dear Sandy Chapman, who with Louisa faithfully took communion every month to them. What a wonderful service that was. Thank you, Louisa. Mark.
Well, it's done for the Lord's glory and the care of people, but we honour and respect and admire your dedication in the Lord and service over many years. Let's hold a moment's quiet. We'll offer a prayer of thanksgiving and pray too for wisdom for the trustees as they allocate these substantive funds that they too might be used aright in the Lord's name. A moment's quiet. Now to him who is able to do more than we can think of, ask or imagine, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus. The glory is yours, and we thank you for every labour prompted by love. For these are brothers and sisters. We thank you for the ministry of High Hilden over many years. We thank you for the care and the love that's been received. And we pray too with that prayer of thanksgiving for great wisdom and patience to know how to allocate these resources which we believe are yours. that you would guide clearly those who have power of decision. All these prayers, spoken and unspoken, we offer in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.